Dis khazar ze zeh khnesh tbakh ge khaser shag un avam yehuda mesech de shabbes dav beis zogt de mishne bis yate de shmaya the other dikke transfers on shabbes there are two cases which are truly four for the person standing inside in the Rishus HaYachid, and two which are really four for the person standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim. This means in each case there are two cases of Isur DeRaisa and two cases of Isur DeRabbanon. The Mishnah explains, the cases would be as follows. If you have a poor man and Ani standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and you have a Balabaya standing inside in the Rishus HaYachid, and the Ani from outside has something in his hand from outside, sticks his hand inside to the Rishus HaYachid, and puts something into the hand of the Balabayas, or if he takes something from inside the Rishus HaYachid from the hand of the Balabayas and brings it outside back into the Rishus HaRabim, in that case, the Oni is Chayiv Deraisa, and the Balabayas is Potter. Because the Oni did an Akira and a Hanocha, so therefore it's Chayiv Deraisa, and the Balabas did nothing, therefore he'd be Gansan Potter. Similarly, if the Balabas from in the Rishus HaYachid stuck out his hand into the Rishus HaRabim and put something into the hand of the Ani, or if he took something from the hand of the Ani which is in the Rishus HaRabim and brought it back into the Rishus HaYachid, then in that case the Balabas, the Balabayas would be Chayiv, because he did an Akira and Hanocha, and the Ani would be Potter. So those are all cases of Deraisa. Now, if the Ani had something in his hand from the Rishus HaRabim and brought it into Rishus HaYachid, but he didn't make the Hanocha, rather the Balabayas took something from the hand of the Ani, or if the Balabayas put something into the hand of the Ani, so the Ani didn't make an Akira in the Rishus HaYachid, rather the Balabayas did the Akira and put it into the hand of the Ani, and the Ani then brought it outside back into the Rishus HaRabim, in that case, they'll both be Potter from their Isa, because they each only did an Akira or a Hanocha, they didn't do both. Similarly, if the Balabayas had something in his hand and brought it outside into the Rishus HaRabim, and the Ani took something from it, so the Ani is the one who made the Hanacha, or if the Ani put something into the hand of the Rishus, of the Balabayas in the Rishus HaRabim, and then the Balabayas brought his hand back into the Rishus HaYachid, so the Balabayas did not do the Akira, although he did the Hanacha, in that case, again, there would only be Aser Midrabbanon, it would not be a Deraisa, because they each only did either the Hanacha or the Akira. Gemara asks, there's a Mishnah Masechta Shuas that also deals with different things that are Shtayin Shehin Arba. It deals with Tumah, it deals with Negoyim, and then it says Yetzias HaShabbos are also Shtayin Shehin Arba. Gemara asks, why is it in that Mishnah it only says Shtayin Shehin Arba, but it doesn't do like our Mishnah which says Shtayin Shehin Arba B'fnim, Shtayin Shehin Arba B'chutz? Why over there is it a shorter version? Gemara says that our Mishnah, the Iker, is this, to discuss the Hilchos Shabbos. That's why we have a longer version, because we discuss the Ovos and the Toldos, whereas the over there in Shuas, it's not the Iker topic over there, and that's why it only discusses the Ovos and not the Toldos. Gemara asks, the case of Ovos or the case of Yetzias of taking out, there are only two cases of taking out of Yetzias. So if the Mishnah in Shuas only refers to the Ovos, which are Yetzias, then what does that mean? There are two which are four. There are only really two. You can't say it refers to two that are Deraisa and two that are Derabbanon, because the other parts of the Mishnah over there in Shuas are all talking about things which are Deraisas. So it must be limiting itself to Deraisas, and still it says there are two which are four. Rather, our Papa says that in our Mishnah, because it's the Iker is the discussion, the topic of Shabbos, we teach the cases, the Mishnah tells, talking about the cases of Chiyuv and the case of Petur, which are only Derabbanon. Over there, where in Shuas, where it's not the Iker Shabbos, it only teaches the Chiyuv Deraisa, but it refers to all the Chiyuv Deraisa, side the cases of Yitzia and side the cases of Achnosa, and there are two cases of each, one for the Balabayas and one for the Ani, that have Yitzia and Achnosa. Therefore, it's two which are four. And although the Mishnah in Shuas only says Yitzias, so how could you say it refers to a case of Achnosa? Ravashi says that the Tana refers to Achnosa as a Yitzia as well. It is taking it out of one Rishus to another, so they're sort of loosely said that Yitzia could refer to Achnosa as well. Rava says that when the Mishnah says Yitzias, it refers to Rishusin, meaning that there are only two Rishusin where there can be four cases.